Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey, Breaking Beauty fam. Welcome back to another episode. I'm Jill Dunn, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here with Carlene Higgins. Listen, I think we should take a minute or like 30 seconds and just kind of reintroduce ourselves to everyone, because I think there's a lot of new people listening that may have just discovered our show and they're kind of like binging the back episodes, which we love to see and love to hear. So maybe you can just like give the rundown of what we're all about.
Sure. Well, yeah, we're Jill and Carlene. We are two former beauty editors turned podcasters, and we're here to tell you what's good. We've basically swatched it all. We've seen it all. And so we just kind of come at you from that perspective. We're not professional makeup artists. We're not professional hairstylists. We're like real women who are trying all these products. And I think just because we've tried literally thousands over the years, we kind of have like a second sense for just what's really hashtag damn good. And we do these monthly roundup episodes where we review products so you don't have to, and hopefully not waste your money.
Absolutely. Good synopsis. Thank you. Off the top of your head.
I've been practicing.
So, of course, we still talk to founders and we still interview skin experts. Like, we had the amazing Sean Garrett on our show last week. If you guys have not listened to that, go back and listen. It's all about, are you exfoliating your skin the right way? Learned so many tips. I think it's one of those ones people are going to listen to twice, honestly, or three times to take in all the tips. But today it is our damn goods. So the topic of the hour today is our best budget finds of the year so far. And get this, nothing costs more than $17 US. Or for our friends in Canada, nothing costs more than $26. Can you believe?
Yes. Can you believe?
And I think, you know, it's really fascinating to me that there are still so many products out there that are less than $20 or $25, because I just think we've seen the price of everything kind of skyrocket over the last little bit.
Yeah. I was listening to an episode of the Daily podcast a couple weeks back, and they were talking about inflation, and they had a financial analyst on the show, and he had mentioned that inflation went up by 8% year over year. And I was like, but I feel like I'm not a financial analyst, but when I look at my grocery bill, I'm like, it's more than 8%. I'm paying like 20% more from week to week for my groceries. And I guess certain things have gone up. We know the cost of renovations, all of that. And one thing that I do think is interesting is how it's being handled within cosmetics. Because this is just one random example, Jill, but earlier this year, we did a founder episode with Marcia Kilgore. She's the founder of Beauty Pie, which is like its own almost like subscription model. And you pay a monthly fee and then you get access to these, they call them luxury beauty products at wholesale prices. And so I joined the Facebook chat room with a lot of the members. And ever since we aired that episode, a lot of them have said the prices are going up, guys. Like, what is going on? The price has gone up. I'm not happy. This favorite product of mine used to cost this. Now it costs this. And I'm sitting there going, guys, it's inflation. Like, how can we expect that the cost of groceries and all of these things are going to go up, but our beauty products, our beloved beauty products, are not going to be affected? So I just thought that was really interesting. And I had sent you a link a little bit later about Deciem, and they had posted on their Instagram, and it was like this huge banner, and it says, our prices are changing. And so they did like this long paragraph about how, like, you know, back in 2013, they had like a cute size office, kind of a small beauty brand, and they were all about transparency and these rock bottom prices. But like 8 years later, fast forward, and they have to raise their prices. And I just thought that this is absolutely the way to go at this day and age. Like, why do you have, you don't want people like in Reddit or on Facebook chat room going, oh my God, all my products are so expensive. Like, as a brand, just come out and say, hello, the price of everything went up. This is what's happening. And I think that you could also argue, we talked about this last year in an episode about reformulations, and I was doing some digging there. And apparently a lot of formulators will say the number one reason why these brands are reformulating is because they're cutting costs. So it's like, what are you going to have, you know, like higher prices or your products that might not meet the standard that you're used to? And I just thought it was interesting, particularly with The Ordinary, it would be really difficult for them to reformulate. They have very little ingredients in these products already. So, but yeah, I just thought, you know, from everybody's responses on the Instagram too, they were like, thank you. Thank you for being transparent and just saying
for
this.
For sure.
Appreciate it.
I would rather that. I would rather that as well. I think what I've personally noticed, Carlene, is kind of like a sneaky downsizing going on. So I think a lot of beauty brands and a lot of brands in general, whether it's food or packaged goods, they know people will freak or like take to Facebook and Reddit if the prices go up. But what a lot of them do instead is take their hero product. It used to be 100 ml. Well, guess what? Surprise, surprise. Now it's 90. And I've seen that a lot. And so they keep the price the same, but they reduce the volume of the product.
Interesting.
Take a look at your groceries. So like, anything from cereal that used to be, I don't know, like 400 grams before, it's probably like 350 now. And so that's another little loophole.
I was really putting it all in perspective and thinking about this. And I was like, I've never felt like it was a more important time than it is right now to be like delivering our damn good drugstore Roundup, you know, because truthfully, I tried a lot of products that were duds. And so I had a tough couple weeks, actually. I had a lot of days where I had like smudged mascara, orange foundation, you know, because I was trying to find these products that are the best of the best. So I hope we can help people out today. And, you know, like I said, that you're not going to be throwing your money away and you'll get something out of it.
Guys, you heard it here. Carlene was willing to risk her face.
That's
just so you guys don't have to spend more money.
Saving faces.
I absolutely love that. Saving faces all across the land and saving you money as well. So I know, because there is a lot of crap out there, but the good news is there's so much good stuff too. I actually had a hard, I had the opposite problem. I had a hard time like narrowing things down.
Ooh.
So I think there's lots in store. There's going to be something for everyone. So keep listening. Okay, so we're going to get into our damn good favorites of the month. These include some skincare, of course, including a fan favorite serum that had a 400,000 person wait list when it launched. We're also going to talk about a couple of TikTok famous products, including a mascara that's less than 10 bucks and a brow product that I just cannot be without right now. I'm obsessed with it. We're also going to talk about a K-beauty must.
And finally, I'll let you know what my hot pink lippy is that I'm wearing today and loving at the end of the episode.
And don't forget, every single thing that we mention and talk about today, we always recap each and every episode over on our website, which is breakingbeautypodcast.com. And you just click on episode recaps and we've listed every single thing there. Mm-hmm. let me tell you about a hashtag damn good hair find in partnership with Nutrafol. So last week I got my haircut for the first time in ages. Don't even remember the last time I had a haircut. So shout out to my stylist, Kelly, for getting my long layers back in check. And when I stepped out of the salon, I was kind of reminded of that inextricable link between how we feel about our hair and how we feel about ourselves. Because I was like swinging my hair around and like walking taller. And I was just like, wow, like you really do get this boost of confidence. And unfortunately, the inverse is also true. If you're not having a good hair day, it can really affect how you feel about yourself. And I think more people than ever are experiencing this right now because of COVID and just a lot of stress in our lives and hormonal changes and everything. And it's estimated that nearly 30 million women suffer with weakened or thinning hair. It's just a staggering number of people. And that's why I'm excited that there is a solution like Nutrafol for people experiencing hair loss and thinning hair. Nutrafol is a physician-formulated, 100% drug-free oral supplement that aims to improve hair growth and thickness with less shedding through all stages of life. So Nutrafol really targets the root causes of compromised hair health, so things like stress and hormones, environment, nutrition, metabolism. And in a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months of using Nutrafol. I personally take the Women's Balance formula. So whenever I am on my Nutrafol routine, I notice that I have less shedding and it really seamlessly integrates with my daily routine. It's 4 pills, 1 easy step, and you get all the results. So Nutrafol has an exclusive offer just for our Breaking Beauty listeners. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code BREAKING to save $15 off your first month's subscription. This is their best offer anywhere and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use our promo code BREAKING. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to today's chat.
All right, Jill, I need to know what this ordinary product is that caused a 400,000 person wait list. Like, what's the deal? What's so big about it?
Okay, so first up, the name of the product is The Ordinary Salicylic Acid 2% Solution.
Okay.
Just going to hold it up so you can see it. Of course, it's in their famous dropper bottle.
Mm-hmm.
This costs $5.90 in the US and it costs $6.90 here in Canada. So this is still very affordable. They have not increased their prices on this. Anyway, so why this caused such a stir, Carlene, is because this product, it actually did exist a couple of years ago.
Okay.
But then mysteriously it disappeared.
Oh.
And really funny, if you go on the Ordinary's website and you look at the reviews for this product, it's like people begging for them to bring it back. Like, love you, Ordinary. Where is it? This was my holy grail. Oh my gosh. Like it cleared up my breakouts, whatever. I don't have it anymore. So it's curious that they got rid of it and now they've brought it back. Once they announced that it was coming back, it had a 400,000 person wait list.
Unbelievable.
And let me tell you what I do for our Breaking Beauty fam. I requested this a month ago from the PR. They still were not able to get it to me because of the wait list.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into the store. I went to the Ordinary store and I bought this myself. And I made a little field trip and I found it. And let me just give a little shout out to the people who work in the Ordinary stores. They are just like so knowledgeable about skincare. It is incredible. You're like, I was like kind of just like pointing at products. I'm like, what does this one do? They have this new product called the voicemail mask. I'm like, what does this one do? What does this one do? And like, just off the top of their head, it's like they know who it's for, what it does, the ingredients. And it's like this, it's like 100 products.
And they're pretty technical. Like these, you know, they're ingredient based. You need to know what all these ingredients do.
Yeah. And who's it for? And like which one is better than this one, right? Like building a routine. They're so impressive. And I actually got sucked into buying a heel. My heels are really cracked and rough right now. So I bought this like heel product that's supposed to be a miracle too. So I'll report back on that.
Okay.
But in any case, basically they launched this salicylic acid serum, which is a reformulation of the original. And they launched a second product, which is the salicylic acid 2% anhydrous solution. So that one is a little more gentle. Anhydrous, which means water-free. It's the delivery system is in squalane. So it's better if you are a little bit more reactive.
Okay.
So what I can tell you about this product, Carlene, is of course it has that hero ingredient, 2% salicylic acid, beta hydroxy acid. And what I really like this for is actually spot treating. Mm-hmm. So either spot treating a big honking zit, like I had one right around my lip area. Mm-hmm. And I also was using this on my nose. And I find that this is really great at this time of year in particular for me, because I don't want to be using like salicylic acid toner, like the Paula's Choice, all over my face in the winter. It's just too drying.
Right.
So this one I've been using as a spot treatment, and it's love. Like, I'm obsessed with it. I think if you are typically pretty sensitive, you would only use it as a spot treatment. But if you're quite oily and pores are a huge concern, you can use it all over your face, and you can use it every day if you can tolerate it. But for me, I found that I actually put it on a couple of nights in a row, and I didn't have any peeling. I didn't have any flaking, and it definitely got rid of like honking zit that I had right around my lip. And so I definitely recommend.
So why do you think they pulled it from the shelves?
What the official word is, mm-hmm. Let me just read it to you. The official word from DECIEM was, the formula was updated to provide all the same benefits of the original while curbing concerns of discomfort that can be associated with the use of salicylic acid. So I asked, because okay. I had a feeling you would ask me that.
Well, you know it. I gotta know.
So I think it was probably some people experienced some redness, some peeling, that kind of thing. And that can happen. And it can be too drying. So I think that this is a little gentler.
Yep.
That's my review, everyone.
Okay. I love it. We've got something for breakouts. Jill's getting targeted up in here. Okay. Well, I actually didn't try any skincare this time around. So I know you have another one. And it has to do with K-beauty. And I know that K-beauty is apparently blowing up on TikTok again. We've been informed. Even though it's not new, apparently it's new on TikTok. So people might love this, this review. Tell us what it is.
Okay. So the name of the product is the Clog Snail Mucin Energy Essence. This is $17.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite a big bottle. It's 100 ml for $17. Pretty amazing. And they do ship to Canada. I think it's around $20 Canadian. So if you guys remember the Clog, they launched a couple of years ago. It's one of the brands from Charlotte Cho and Soko Glam. So the Clog, a few years ago, they launched the Soft Shield Pimple Patches, which are my favorite pimple patches. I just love, they have this like beveled edge. They really hug the skin, and they're great if you do have breakouts. And they're pretty much undetectable on the skin. So I was really excited that this was the second product that she came out with. It's been a while, right, since she's had a launch mm-hmm. under this umbrella.
Yeah, it's true.
And I'm sad to report already, you guys, it is totally sold out. So hopefully by the time this airs, they'll restock.
Okay.
But I am obsessed with this product.
I love hearing that word.
Charlotte, I think, is just so in tune with what's happening in K-beauty. Of course, she has all the data on SokoGlam.com where mm-hmm. she knows what sells well. She knows what people are looking for. Mm-hmm. So I think that she's going to be using all of that data to inform each and every product that she makes. It's so smart. So snail mucin, first of all, if people aren't familiar with it, it's a huge ingredient in K-beauty, mm-hmm. but snail mucin is an ingredient that is a source of proteins, copper peptides, antimicrobial peptides, hyaluronic acid, and glycolic acid. It's really armed with all of the good stuff. So snail mucin, it's anti-aging, it's hydrating, it's mildly exfoliating, brightening, soothing. So it's really a cure-all, especially for those oily skin types like myself.
And it actually comes from snails, right?
That's correct, but it's cruelty-free. It's not vegan. But it is mm-hmm. cruelty-free. That's correct.
Right. So I think I've seen a picture of this, and they kind of crawl along this little net, and then they catch the secretions on the net. And as far as I can tell, they don't have like little mini brooms where they like push them to go faster or anything like that.
Not that I know of. I don't think there's any racing going on with the snails. I think that would be pretty impossible. But really, snail mucin is, at the end of the day, it's very regenerative. So it's going to help with a lot of skin troubles and challenges. And this one is 90% snail mucin. And it also has yam. They call it yam extract and wild yam extract. Never heard of that before in a skincare product. Somebody out there will probably tell me otherwise. But anyway, obsessed. So how you use this is you cleanse your skin and then you apply it. It's in a pump formula, which I also love because you can like tote it with you. And I have tried a lot of snail mucin serums in the past, but I found them very sticky, which I hate. So what she has done here with the texture is just like knocked it out of the park. It's gel to liquid. Mm-hmm. So it's gel when you start applying it on your skin, but it very quickly turns very liquidy. fast absorbing, zero stickiness at all. And I'm telling you, the plumping is, it's just like chef's kiss. It's, wow, it's unbelievable.
I need to try this. This is so up my alley.
Yeah. And so after this, of course, this you would put on your moisturizer, your serum, your day cream, and you can use this morning and night. I've been loving it at nighttime, especially as like layering my skincare. Yeah. So I don't know if you have any other questions, but that's my review. And I think hopefully they'll restock it soon.
So when I hear snail mucin, what I think of, I always think about it's anti-inflammatory, right? And so it's really good for people with sensitive skin and a lot of redness like myself. So that's why I'm like now wanting to get on a wait list if there was one. But yeah, like yeah. I'll never forget the IT Cosmetics, the CC cream has snail mucin in it. And that's, I think, part of the reason, of course, there's always that famous story where the founder would do the half-half face because she had like extreme like eczema or psoriasis.
Rosacea.
Rosacea is the word I'm looking for. She had like extreme rosacea and how this product not only covered it up, but like helped in the long term with that. So yeah, I'm here for it. I can't wait to try it. So speaking of CC creams and tinted moisturizers, I want to talk about a product that is new in Canada, but came out in the US a year ago. I think even though it's not new all across North America, it is worth talking about. Just hear me out. It's the L'Oreal Skin Paradise Water Infused Tinted Moisturizer. And this product is, it's $16.99 in the US and $25.99 in Canada. Quite the jump. I'm not sure why. It comes in 13 shades and it's dermatologist tested. The big thing about it, it's got this water infused technology that promises 24-hour hydration. So that's kind of like the big claim. One of the biggest differences is that in the US, it has a claim of SPF 19 and in Canada, it doesn't. We have really strict regulations here in terms of what you can claim. So sometimes that happens. So it probably still does have titanium dioxide and it might give you some coverage, but that's not a claim. So don't quote me on that. And I was really interested to try this product because we know that L'Oreal has kind of, it's getting itself a reputation, at least on TikTok anyway, of having these like viral products that people just go crazy after. Of course, there was the L'Oreal Infallible 24-Hour Foundation Powder that everybody seems to love. And Jill, I know you reviewed the tinted serum last year and you were like really gaga for that. So this tinted moisturizer.
Still can't find it anywhere.
Really?
It's crazy.
Okay.
Still can't.
It's still selling out. It's all because of Jill.
You know,
so this tinted moisturizer, I was really excited to try. So, okay, this product, as the name suggests, water infused tinted moisturizer is designed to give you a fresh, glowing complexion with that 24-hour hydration. They actually created it for sensitive skin. So that ticks a box for me. So it has a 70% water infused blend in it. And some of the main ingredients that they call out is aloe vera and witch hazel. So aloe vera, obviously, that's going to be there to like quench the skin, supposedly. I thought witch hazel was an interesting ingredient because I know that there's been a little bit of clapback about witch hazel over the past few years that it can be like overly drying. People kind of go crazy with it if you have acne. Yeah. And then if you use it too much, it can just really dry out your skin because it's almost like an astringent. Witch hazel is also an anti-inflammatory. So I think that's why for sensitive skin, they have it in this product. And there's probably honestly such a small amount in it that I wouldn't be worried about overdoing it. The biggest thing though that they're claiming is that there's this water break technology that bursts on contact with your skin. You know, I really can't tell you if that's what's happening. What I can tell you is that when I put it on, it just gives me this incredible glow and this kind of like dewy, quenched feeling that I instantly fell in love with. It's super lightweight. It is oil-free, so it's said to not clog pores. But I just honestly, when I put it on right away, I was like, whoa, my skin felt so plump. And I actually think regardless of all that mumbo jumbo they talk about, it's probably because the second ingredient is glycerin and they probably just have a right combination of silicones going on. But I was surprised that it gave me a really decent amount of coverage. It was like light to medium, but I didn't feel like I needed concealer. And also my pores just kind of disappeared. It almost felt like I was wearing like a primer or that it had a primer in it. I applied it with a sponge, but you could use a brush or your fingers. I can't really speak to the shades because quite honestly, they were low on samples. So the shade that I'm wearing today is a little bit too dark for me. I'm wearing light 01, but I'm more of a fair, and they do have two or three shades in the fair zones. Mm-hmm. I really love this product, and to the point where I now will look for it in the drugstore and try to find my shade and buy it. And you know that I, this bitch barely buys products. Okay. We get sent too many for free. I'm not going to go and spend my money, but yes, I will, because I really enjoy it. And I don't feel like I need a lot of other complexion products. I think if you had oilier skin, you might want to put a little bit of powder in the T-zone. But for me, I have like quote unquote normal. I have not too dry and not too oily skin. So it works for me. It just like gives a beautiful glow.
So we've got the complexion covered. I'm curious if you scouted any mascaras, Carlene, or any ones that are, there's so many launching right now. Are there any that kind of caught your eye on TikTok or anything that you want to report back on?
Yeah. So whenever we do a drugstore roundup, I'm usually really excited to try drugstore mascaras, because I really do believe that you don't need a luxury mascara. The drugstore ones are great. Typically for me, they're even better than the luxury. So, you know, I did try some of the noobs out from like Maybelline and Revlon, and they just didn't stand up for me. They smudged this season. Don't worry, they'll be back next season, I'm sure. But my favorite one is from a brand that we haven't talked about that much on the show. It's Makeup Revolution. And the mascara that I'm going to talk about is this one here. It's Makeup Revolution 5D Lash Pow Mascara. It's $8 in the US. It just launched at the end of December. It was December 30th. And they only have one shade. It's jet black. And that's because this mascara is going to give you pow. Like, you're not going to be messing around with, you know, a light brown or anything like that. But the most distinctive feature, quite honestly, Jill, is this innovation that they are claiming, which is it has this push cap. So instead of twisting, you just push it and you open it when you want to close it. You just push it. It almost has like a spring in it, almost like hydraulics.
Okay. So there's no screw. There's no screw.
There's no twisting involved. No.
Okay.
And so the thing about it, though, is like, I'm all for innovation, but make it make sense. You know what I mean? And I could not figure out for the life of me. I was like, oh, maybe this is an accessibility feature that, you know, you can like, you can just bounce it and you don't have to twist. But if you go to their website, it doesn't say anything about that. It actually has a pull quote that says, this saved seconds off my routine. And I was like, really, bitch? Like, come on. Like, no. That's a paid for pull quote.
We can sniff out a gimmick. We can sniff out a gimmick.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm calling gimmick on that one. However, when you open it, you will notice it's got this really big, chunky brush on it, almost like getting up there with Dior show. So again, if you're looking for that big volume, that's definitely going to deliver. It's less about precision and finding every little hair. That's probably more the original, because this product is actually jumping off of their best-selling existing mascara. It's called the 5D Lash Mascara, which is more about getting those little tiny lashes. So this is like the big sister. She likes to go out. She likes to party. It's the Lash Pow Mascara. So I really enjoyed using this one because I found that it gave me like these doll-like lashes. On TikTok, everyone's talking about it as if it's giving them a false lash effect. Well, I'm wearing it today. I don't know that I would quite say it's a false lash effect, but it's definitely high drama. And I think for the price, like for $8, that's definitely worth the money. The other thing that I think is great about it is that from my personal experience, you can build up the look. So it's going to give you like some drama on the first coat, but you can add more and more. But the thing about it is it doesn't get clumpy. It just kind of gives you this fanned out effect. I find with some volumizing mascaras that the more you add, you get less and less. It's like you have three big lashes and that's it. Where this is like, right. I found that you still get that definition. And the other thing that I thought was remarkable about it is that it was super long lasting. Like my lashes stood up all day long. So when I washed it off at night, it's like my lashes were still up there.
And so if you have really straight lashes, this would be a good one.
Yeah. And honestly, like my big thing is smudging, right? Because I have hooded eyelids. So that happens a lot. And if the mascara formula is too wet, then that's when I tend to get that smudge, especially if I'm wearing a tinted foundation like the one that I said that's giving me any kind of a dewy look to it. So I really like that this one has a slightly drier formula. It almost reminded me of like when you have a mascara that you've already used for like a month It's like that. So you might find a few flakes at the end of the night. But personally, I would rather have a few flakes than have ring around my eyes, which I literally had earlier this week when I was trying those other drugstore brands.
Yeah, it's so embarrassing. And like, you have no idea.
Oh my God, that literally
happened to me.
It's
happening. Yeah.
It was so embarrassing. Yeah. It was so embarrassing.
Yeah. I think there's something about mask wearing that like the humidity inside the mask, I think like creates this weird like humidity around your eyes sometimes. Like the air escapes and it's like even worse.
Yeah.
To have the smudging happen.
Possible.
Okay, well that's cool. Makeup revolution.
Yeah.
Add to cart.
From Dear Media and Rom-Com Pods comes a scripted podcast so outrageously inappropriate, we can't believe they let us put it on the air.
Meet my best friend, Allie. Like, gross, close best.
Hello?
Wait, are you peeing?
Everyone loves a messy bitch. And Allie's life was about to get a whole lot messier.
Maybe 2022 is going to be my year.
Yeah, 2022 is definitely not going to be her year. Allie's going to bone, marry, and bury three different people. Get it? Bone, marry, bury? Like, fuck, marry, kill? I just wanted to say that, but it didn't clear legal.
Ready to play? Introducing Bone, Marry, Bury, starring Sarah Hyland, Harvey Guillen, and Tommy Martinez. Make sure to follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this.
Bone Marry Berry is brought to you by Sakara, Modern Fertility, Blueland, and Roderm.
So Jill, I know you've been trying some like TikTok famous products as well. Which one do you want to give a shout out to?
Okay. This one's really cool and I think our listeners will love it. It's from NYX Cosmetics. It's the Thick It, Stick It Brow Mascara. It's $11 US and $14 in Canada. It comes in 8 different shades, which is quite a lot for a brow product at the drugstore, in my opinion. And so it goes from very light to much darker as well. So there's something for everyone. The color that I have been using is called Cool Ash Brown, which I think if you're ever in doubt, I feel like this is a very flattering color for pretty much everyone. So I would describe this, Carlene, the look that you get from this. This is like if Anastasia Beverly Hills Brow Freeze and like Boy Brow had a baby together.
Okay.
So I love the coverage that you get from this. It has plant-based fibers in it. Mm-hmm. So it actually, because NYX Cosmetics, a big thing for them, of course, all their formulas are vegan. And so I'm just holding it up to the camera now and you can see the brush is actually cone-shaped and it's quite a bit bigger than like Gimme Brow from Benefit or a Boy Brow brush. Mm-hmm. So you know you're going to get a lot more drama from the look, the finished look itself. And I just love that I could like back comb my brows, which is a tip I learned from Christy Stryker a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And you could just pile on the product, but there was zero flaking, zero smudging. And it really has hold to it where, you know, you can keep layering on the products, but at the end of the day, you are getting that sort of standing at attention brow look if that's what you want to go for. Mm-hmm. And because it does have that nice big brush, but it's not too big, like it's not coloring outside the lines of your brows. You can really do it in a hurry. You can do it in a flash and your brows are going to look amazing, but you don't need a lot of skill to kind of pull it off.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great drugstore product because we're all looking for the makeup artist in the product rather than, you know, something that you need a lot of skill or a lot of time to achieve. So this was a huge win for me. I did discover it on TikTok, got to try it myself, and I love it. I think you would love this as well.
That's
and you
great.
Can just keep building, which in other cases, I have tried fiber building brow formulas before, and there's always like a tipping point where you go too far and you end up with flaking. This I did not find.
Like those little white dots or white flakes, you mean?
Yeah. Or just like the flaking of the color because it's just like built on top of each other, flaking of the fibers, like you really see it.
Yeah.
This is like, it gives you tons of volume in your brow, but it just looks very natural at the same time and you get that hold.
Yeah.
Love it.
Amazing. Well, it's funny that you called that out because I also found a new brow product that I really like and it's right here. Surprise, it's Burt's Bees. Burt's Bees Power Brow Gel is what it's called. Mm-hmm. It's $9.99 US and $16 in Canada. It only comes in three shades. There's ash blonde, rich brunette, and deep brown. So I honestly, my jaw dropped when you said that NYX had that many shades. I think that's amazing. Now, the Burt's Bees one, if you open it, this is back to what you were saying. It's like that very small mini cone-shaped mascara brush. So this one really does remind me more of Boy Brow. And that's kind of where I was going to go with it, is that this is kind of like the all-natural version of a Boy Brow.
Or a Gimme Brow. Yeah.
Yeah, which, I mean, we've seen knocked off so many times. Like Beauty Counter has a product like that. Merit has a product like that. What I think is great about the Burt's Bees is it really does perform, and it's so cheap, dude. Like 10 bucks. You know, the beauty counter is like 25, and not everybody wants to buy from an MLM.
Yeah.
The Merit is, I can't remember, it's like $26, $30. So this is really inexpensive for people who are looking for quote unquote clean beauty. And we know that's a very loaded term. I don't think there's anything that's going to hurt you if you put on a conventional brow product, but some people just prefer to purchase that way. So this one is 99.1% natural origin is what they say, but it's not vegan. You know, they're going to hit you with that beeswax. It's Burt's Bees.
Yep.
But of course, they don't test on animals. So this product is designed to fluff, sculpt, and set. It does have a nourishing like safflower seed oil in it. So that's meant to like condition and moisturize. So you don't get that dry flaking, just like you were talking about, Jill. I do find that can happen with some of these gel type of products. It feels hard, whereas I'm wearing this on my brows right now and it feels soft. So that's like completely different. It's more of a flexible hold. It has buildable color, but I also was surprised at how pigmented it is. And I think that goes back to the name, that power brow. I use the deep brown because my eyebrows are ashy and they are quite dark. You could keep adding and you could use this for black brows for sure. But I do wish that they had more shades. I think that's the one con to it. And I'm sure if people are into this product, they'll continue to expand. But there were no flakes. And I did find that it lasted all day. Like it kept my eyebrows up. So I really like this product. It's very easy. Yeah. My only tip I would say is to use short strokes, little short strokes as you build. I start kind of in the middle where my brow is the widest, and then I don't go down to the tails because I just leave that. You might need a pencil for that if you need to draw in your tails. But if you don't use short strokes, you will, like Jill said, you will have pigment because it is quite pigmented on top of your brow. And then, you know, you might need to take your beauty blender and like put some of that leftover foundation back on if that does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that, yeah, the biggest difference between the two, like I think yours is like still more of the low key vibe and the clean option. And then, you know, NYX, of course, is vegan and cruelty free as well, but it's much more like about building. It's got fibers in it, right?
Yeah.
So it's building the brow hair. It's so I would say yours is more like the low key look and mine is just more like way more bold.
Yeah.
But within Burt's Bees, I still think it's interesting to use the word power.
I know. That's what I mean. It's quite pigmented. I'm telling you, it's more pigmented than the Merit. So let's talk about some color products. Did you find anything for like cheeks or anything like that, Jill?
Okay. I want to tell you about a product that I found. It's from Pixi and it's a new color product from them called Tint Fix. And I'm holding it up here, Carlene. You can see it's looks like, you know, a lipstick tube or lip gloss tube, but it's actually a multiple product that you can use on your lips, your eyes, and your cheeks. It's got a doe foot applicator.
Interesting. Yeah, it looks like one of those like liquid lip colors, you know, like in the tube with the wand.
Yep. Exactly. So this is $14 US and around $20 Canadian. And why I wanted to call it out is because I think, like to your point, it kind of looks like a liquid lip stain, but it's just way more flattering to wear and way easier to wear. It's got these really soft focus pigments in it. And the second I put this color on, it's called Calm. It kind of looks mauvey in the tube, but I find it actually has a little bit more brown in it. So it's got a bit more of a 90s vibe. I've used this on my lips and my cheeks, but not my eyes because I just kind of don't like to mix all of that.
Okay.
Somehow it seems wrong, but it's really hydrating and it has a lot of like soft focus pigments in it. So it kind of gives me dupe vibes for like the Powder Kiss from MAC. They have a liquid lip color that gives you this really soft focus, pretty lip look, but that one is like $35. So this one being like $14. It's so affordable. And of course, Pixie, it is founded by Petra Strand. She is a makeup artist by trade. So I think like the curation of the colors, there's 5 colors, and the wear and the performance of this product is something that I'm really loving. It's got rosehip oil in there as well as jojoba oil. And I have been wearing this one daily since I got it. And I'm actually going to create a little TikTok so you guys can see the actual color of it on my lips.
Okay, awesome. I love that. I found a lippy that I really like too, Jill. I want to tell you guys about it. This is the Revlon ColorStay Matte Light Crayon. It's $11.99 in the US and $13.99 in Canada. It launched around the end of November in the US, launched in January in Canada, and it's available in 12 shades. They do have some more like neutral shades, but the one I'm wearing today is like this kind of hot pink. It's called Liftoff, and I was inspired by actually the campaign for this launch. It's Megan Thee Stallion. She's the face of these. So it is hot girl approved, but you can check out her Instagram. I didn't do this, but back in January, she posted, she was rocking this really cute look where it's like a very intentional liner. She did it in purple on the outside and she did a red on the inside using 2 shades. So it was giving like this 90s vibe. Like you could almost blend it into an ombre, but she just like left it. It looks so good. She was wearing On Cloud Wine and Air Kiss. We will show a picture of it on the blog. Very inspiring, very cute. So this is meant to be one of those effortless lip crayons. So what I love about lip crayons, you know that I'm a stan for the Superstay Ink Crayon from Maybelline. This is very much like that. What I love about the crayon is you really can use it like a liner and outline your lips and then fill it in with this pop of color. It's so easy. It's highly pigmented. And what I love about these is that there's a little sharpener on the back, just like Maybelline. So you don't need a separate sharpener.
Music to your little lazy slash busy heart. It's don't have to look for your...
True.
Look for your sharpener. Is this part of the ColorStay collection? I'm sorry if I missed that.
It is. It's part of the ColorStay collection. So ColorStay, of course, is pretty iconic. And I do have to say I was wearing one of these shades out to lunch with a friend. And she asked at the end of our lunch what I was wearing on my lips because she's like, I've watched you drink. I've watched you eat chicken tacos and your lip color is still on. I have to know. So I gave her the reco and I was like, oh, this is ending up in the drugstore episode, honey. So what I think is unique, though, about this product is that they kind of, you mentioned this before, but remember a couple of years back when liquid lip color kind of had this revolution where people were like, oh, I love how long it stays on, but it's quite drying. And then they came out with these like Powder Kiss and I can't remember. There was like the Rare Beauty is like it where it feels really smooth and super lightweight. It's almost like a little bit waxy. Basically, they've applied, this is my own personal analysis, guys. They've applied that sort of technology or formulation and done it with this crayon. So this crayon is like 30% lighter than traditional lipstick. It's featherweight and it feels like you have nothing on. So again, just comparing it to the Maybelline, it's not as drying as some of these matte crayons will be. I don't mind the drying. I love the drawing. Like, I'm okay with it. But some people really don't like it.
You love
it.
A Sahara moment.
I do when it comes to my lips, you know? And some people with this smoothness, they might be like, oh, it feels waxy, right? But you know who you are. If you're out there and you're like, oh, they're too dry, like, try this. That's what I would say. Yeah. So I have some news to finish off the podcast with. Next month, first day of spring is happening. Somewhere around March 20th. And it's our 5-year anniversary, Jill.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! So we're going to have a very special edition of A Damn Goods coming your way next month. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet, but it is going to be special. And we're going to be doing some celebrating. So stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, we've got some heavy hitting guests on the show every single Wednesday. Thank you for listening, guys.
And don't forget, hit up our website, breakingbeautypodcast.com. We just revamped our website. So you click on episode recaps, look at this episode that dropped today, and you'll see every single thing that we talk about. We link to it. We take the notes so you don't have to while you're driving and whatnot. So take a minute, visit us over there, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday. That's